Hello, my little Poochies. It's your Donnie Ray from the Poochie Crunch Podcast. Just wanted to say thank you so much for checking us out. We're very excited and we'll see you soon.
Hi, Poochies. This is Johnny Cruz. Thank you so much for joining us on this new podcast. Poochie Crunch Podcast can be found on all podcast platforms, as well as Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Let's go have fun. Anything, you and me together, we could be. Hey, watch your language. Just so you know, we got a little raunchy and we curse like sailors.
For bringing that up, I appreciate you very much. But I'm not on iTunes. I never tried to get on iTunes, although my other podcast, I use one of my best songs as my intro and my outro. And that one is called Mahal, which is love in Tagalog. And I have links to performances there, so you can check that out if you want to.
Okay. But great to know. I think our viewers would love to check that out. Although don't get it twisted. When you see the videos, the bitch still looks the same. Okay. So let's don't even think it like, oh, he did this like 2 months ago. No, it was like 20 years ago. Yeah, it sure was.
It was decades ago. I don't know. God is good to my face.
And that's why I love when people are so racist and hateful. I'm like, you think God hates brown or black people? Bitch, he made them more melanated and perfect. That's why they don't age. You know what they call us crackers? Because we crack. Okay.
Is that the reason?
Yes, girl. It's like when you take a cracker, it cracks up all the parts. That's why, because we crackers. Okay, just to start out the gate with that, honey. Okay.
I had no idea that was the reason.
As a cracker, that is my definition of it.
That is, and that, I guess, like when they say black don't crack,
yeah,
that is the exact opposite of what we just talked about.
Exactly. That's white hysterical. I would say black don't crack, white shatters.
My God.
And feel free to make that into a meme. Just saying, but tag me in it.
We'll make it into a meme. We'll make it into a meme ourselves. But so let me get back to Donnie, me and Donnie. So I skipped over this part because Donnie got into it so much. But I do want to add to his story of us. When we were in Connecticut together, it was like I was the mama duck and I hatched Donnie. And Donnie all of a sudden arrived at my doorstep and I saw him and I fell in love with him and he imprinted on me. Mm-hmm. Like that is the best way I can describe it. Like he and I had this bond from the very beginning that made this friendship and sisterhood something completely timeless. Like I feel like there are no constraints of time with our relationship. And that's why I say, you know, I joked about it earlier, but like we found each other, mm-hmm. you know, like,
well, let's be honest. That's drag queen stork dropped me off at your,
yes,
house. It was a drag queen. So in case you guys don't understand how gay babies happen to find.
Quit it.
Stop it.
Quit it.
Stop it.
Quit it.
Stop it.
And rolling.
And action. Yes, so as I was saying, I was literally dropped off by a drag queen stork to the lap of Johnny. And that's how basically we found each other. I mean, there wasn't a real per se drag queen involved. But metaphorically speaking, That would have been sexual energies of the universe put us together, and a spiritual drag queen dropped me off into his vagina, and I was born. And I thank you for it.
Right into my vagina.
Damn it. Why did I come out more melanated, mama?
I don't know. I tried, girl. I tried. I think it's because I have a puffy vulva.
Is that what it is? Oh, God. Darling.
It's my puffy pussy. So I apologize.
And to all of our listeners, you will very quickly understand we probably use the word pussy more than straight men. Like, Johnny is my pussy fart, just so you guys know. And anyone who I love actually is my pussy farts. So we're just going to just let you guys, we're going to lead with that. So you know just exactly so who you're fucking with.
Like, you're in the first episode, within probably the first hour, we're telling you straight up, we use the word pussy.
A lot. Because I think it's empowering. Because even when people say, like, don't be such a pussy, I'm like, we should be saying don't be a ball sack. Because exactly. The pussy is the strongest thing on the fucking planet.
The pussy is, it's life. The pussy is life.
Yes, the pussy is life.
And it is the strongest motherfucking thing on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to all our women, pussy power.
Since we're doing that, let's establish also that women are the strongest beings on this planet as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll get into that in a later podcast, and we discuss masculine and feminine energy and all that kind of stuff, because a lot of y'all are fucking brainwashed, especially in our community, about what masculine and feminine is. We'll get to that. But right now, we're just kind of, this is our first date, bitches, and we're not going to home base. We're only going to go about second or third base.
Exactly. Yes.
Just so you know.
We're demure. Yes.
We're ladies.
We are.
Okay, so now, should we get to the whole reason why we're here?
Oh my God! Yes.
I think it's time to actually explain.
Yes.
Like, excuse my light here, guys. We are starting out trailer park poor with this shit. We're not even trying to hide it, girl. My shit's sitting on a box.
But I love
that
how
I bought
you
the microphone in. Okay, it's the box. I bought the fucking microphone in. That's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the girls, the gays, and the theys. This is what we're doing. It's humble beginnings. It's humble beginnings. And that light right there is my kitchen light in the Netherlands.
No, but you forgetting the sign. You have our sign there.
I do have our. This is.
That's our logo.
It's our logo, which was designed by, again, the incredible Johnny Cruz. So let's give all Johnny Cruz a round of applause. A little finger snap. Gorgeous. We're going to have merch and all kind of cool stuff coming for you guys eventually. We just got to get this motherfucker rocking. But I think leading into this.
Yes.
We should explain exactly what the fuck we're doing here.
Let's do it.
I mean, yes, everyone wants to know our story because it's amazing. But let's digress and go back to why we're here, guys. So we are here because, I mean, for how many decades have we been told, you guys need a TV show? Remember the Johnny and Donnie travel show we wanted to do?
Yeah, well, Donnie and Johnny.
Exactly. We did this before. I mean, we're not giving away our ages just yet. Y'all got to stick around for our true ages because, bitch, we don't.
You'll stick around forever. You'll stick around forever. Like,
exactly. Donnie, we're like an STD you can't get rid of, bitch. Okay? That's what
Donnie,
we are.
Don't give them any hope. There is no cure.
There's no cure, ladies and gentlemen. There is no cure for this STD, okay? Hopefully there's cures for other ones, but not for what you're about to fucking get, okay?
And I know there are going to be people out there claiming that they know how old we are, and they're all liars.
Ooh, let's just make it a competition to see who can actually guess our age.
Okay.
Although that's no fair, because they're never going to get your shit. And I need my Botox done. Look at this forehead. I have not seen this many movements since I was 28. You know what I'm saying? And it's only because I have not found an injector since I moved to the Netherlands. Because, bitch, you know, my face has been frozen since I've been 28. I think I did the right 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you got a beautiful melanated sister, let me tell you motherfucking white people something, okay? You better come strong with your skincare game, and you better get a good fucking injector, because you know what? You can't be standing beside these bitches up in the club. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. No, you can't. Oh, I should start sending my bill for all my cosmetic procedures to your ass, because I do it to keep up with you.
You should. Okay. You should. But let me get up closer to the camera. I'm getting up closer to the camera.
Oh, Lord. Look at the skin. Look at the skin, bitches.
Because.
And he don't even Botox.
No, a needle has never touched it.
No.
Not a needle, not a knife. So, good luck guessing my age. No, but
meanwhile, I've been nip, tuck, sucked, and fucked, honey. Okay, just saying. And I don't gatekeep. I will share all of my skincare with you guys.
You
all
do.
The treatments I've done.
You're so open about all of it, but I have to. I really do have to say this. Whatever you get done is always top notch. Cream of the crop, because you look fucking beautiful. Like,
thank you.
Every time I see you, I just feel like you look so beautiful. So there's that.
What's your Venmo so I can send you that money again?
I know.
I'm kidding. I don't pay him to say this, and I thank you for the accolades, my beautiful sister.
No, I think you're beautiful. No, it comes from the inside out, honestly.
Well, I mean, now that I'm extremely happy in my life, yeah, hopefully it radiates. But we'll get into all that in future discussions. Yeah. We're going to talk about skincare. We're going to talk about treatments of skin. I'm going to be your skin, your hair guy. We're going to go into fashion, all kinds of things. But what's actually brought us here is this amazing word, Poochie Crunch. Okay, bitches. So many of y'all are probably thinking, what the hell is a Poochie Crunch? I mean, there's so many different avenues you can go down that thought process with that word. But let me tell you where the fuck it came from. Okay, bitch. Okay. You ready? So me and this hoe was at a bar called G Lounge. Was it G Lounge or G Bar? I think it was G Lounge, right?
It was just G. Oh, G Lounge, yes.
G Lounge, right? Yeah.
Just G. Yeah.
Just well, I mean, all of us regulars just called it G, but like to the patrons.
And you know it's back. Do you know? Did you know it's back?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. It came back.
Well, I'm never coming back to America, but if I did, we'd have to
go. I know, but just so you know, it's back.
Good, because the baby gays need it. The baby gays need G Lounge.
So many. I mean, so many amazing memories.
Oh. God, and one of those memories is me and my beautiful melanated sister sitting in a bar. And I don't remember, because with us, it's so sporadic and so effortless what comes out of our mouths. Like,
it's literally all like impromptu and spur of the moment. Like,
first of all, guys, nothing here is ever going to be scripted. Like, we just don't do scripts.
No,
like,
first of all,
I'm a horrible actor and I'm a horrible liar, so it would never work.
It's not just that, but we can't stay on topic. Like, how can
no.
we?
No.
There's no point.
I mean, why would we stay on topic?
What are we talking about?
Pointless. We're talking about the name of our podcast. And what the fuck we're actually doing here. All right. So we're going to go back circa, I don't know, like 2005?
Yes, early.
Maybe like circa 2005. Like
right at the beginning of the 2000s.
And again, with the concept of this name, it literally just flew out of my mouth. And I think it was because you walked in and you were looking. Because let me tell you something about this bitch back in the day, girls. Girls, gays, and theys. All of us. Let me tell you something about this bitch.
Oh, no.
This motherfucker was so obsessed with the gym. And he'd be like, okay, I can't meet you for a drink until I've done my abs. And then I do my abs. And I'm going to do my glutes. And then I can meet you for a cocktail. okay. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm at the goddamn bar right now waiting for you. I am 10 toes deep into fucking 20 martinis right now. And he's like, sorry, I got one more set of pods. Meanwhile, this bitch has been flawless since the day she popped out the pussy. Okay. So I'm at the bar and I'm very honest, you guys. Like, I smoke when I drink and all that kind of good stuff. Like, I don't hide shit. Anyway, I'm sitting there having a martini because that's my thing. If you guys ever meet me out in public, buy me a dirty martini. Thank you. So this one sachets in after the gym because, you know, he done showered up in the shower. Wink, wink. I mean, we don't know what really transpired in that shower. But, you know, what New York Sports Club, New York City Sports Club, New right? Sports that was your gym, club. Right?
Yeah.
I can still remember shit, even though I'm almost 50. Oh, I shouldn't give the age away. Wink, wink. Anyway, so this gorgeous man, sachets in. Johnny's ripped to the fucking gods. He looks like a fucking Greek Manila confusion theory of some sort. And he walks in. I don't know why. I don't know where the fuck it came from. I don't know what the fuck flew out of my mouth. I believe it was the divine feminine speaking through me. And I was like, damn, bitch, you look poochie crunch. Who says that?
What the fuck is it?
Fucking poochie. I don't know. I want to say pussy and crunchy, and they just came poochie crunch.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like, your pussy's crunchy. And then I'm like, poochie crunch. It's just how it happened, guys. And ever since then, it has been our kind of like staple, and it could be an insult, it could be accolades, it could be like, girl, those fucking shoes are poochie crunch. Yes! Or it could be like, she's tragic, she's a poochie crunch.
No, wait. Hang on a second. Because when somebody's tragic, we establish something else.
When we don't like something,
it's poochie punch.
Poochie punch. Right. Punch. It's not the PC, it's the PP.
Yeah, exactly.
Although that sounds like we're into water sports.
So it's kind of, I know, right? So it's kind of like toot and boot, right? Is it a toot or is it a boot? So for us, it's, is it poochie crunch or poochie punch?
Poochie punch, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So for us, like, Poochie Crunch is like, we want you all to feel Poochie Crunch every day.
We want you to feel Poochie Crunch every day, every moment.
Exactly.
Every day. But especially when you're watching this podcast, listening to this podcast, we want you all to feel Poochie Crunch. But to take it a
every
step
fucking
further,
second,
every moment of the day. But to take it even further, when we are like overly excited about something, honey, we call it poochie cunt. Poochie cunt.
Are you guys taking notes? Are our students taking notes? Because we're going to have a pop quiz in the podcast.
There will be a pop quiz. At the end of the
podcast. We got Poochie Crunch, Poochie Punch, and Poochie Cunt. So let's you guys keep up with this, okay? Because we know we spout some shit, okay?
Yeah.
But you're exactly right. Like, and those are our basically like terminologies that we use. And we're just excited to share where Poochie Crunch comes from. We want to bring that energy into your life because we want people to feel Poochie Crunch every fucking day. We want you guys sharing your outfits with us.
Yeah.
We want you taking us into vintage stores with you, showing us where I'm going to be doing the same thing. We've discussed like me, I'm such a vintage thrifter and I love vintage and I love shopping. And me and Johnny have such a distinct, different style. Mm-hmm. But yet I feel like our love for fashion is still very linear. Like,
yes.
Even though Johnny's way, I'm covered in tattoos. I know you guys can't really see because I'm wearing a sweater right now, but I guess probably 80% of my body's covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
So I don't wear a lot of patterns.
Yeah.
Because of the fact of that. Where Johnny will throw you a whole color board.
Yeah.
Everything in the way it works.
I'm tatted up. I'm not 80%.
Oh, he's covered.
I'm 60-40.
Yeah, absolutely. I, But I think this also goes back to the fact that you're brown and you're melanated. Yeah. Like my tattoos, because I'm pale, if I put on the same pattern shirt you wear, it does not work on me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where with you, you can totally pull off that.
I'm like pattern on pattern, the yellow and the green. On pattern, yes. And the
girl, it starts
right the better.
Even his tampons are patterned. Okay. I mean, like, just saying. Like, they're like pink and yellow tattoo or patterned. But for us, like, that is what we love about the juxtaposition of who we are.
Yeah.
And those are the things that we want to bring to the podcast. Like, my living as a white queer man, as opposed to Johnny living as a brown queer man in right. the gay culture, right. in fashion, in art, just everything. So, but we really want you guys to understand is that this is a term of empowerment.
Yes.
This is a term of endearment. This is like, I want you bitches seeing each other on the street being like, yes, honey, you are fucking Poochie Crunch. And mm-hmm. then tag us in a video. Let us see what you think is Poochie Crunch. Like, we would love yes. to see
oh my God, I would
what
love
excites
that.
You.
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be fabulous if we could have a couple of our guests or like our viewers like be like, okay, I'm at this vintage store. Look at this jacket. It's Poochie Crunch. Like, we just want to take this into a whole different, like, thousand different directions for you guys. But at yep. the end of the day, it's about empowerment. It's about self-love. It's about fun. It's about accolades. And just think of us as like your non-melanated and your very melanated aunties.
Mm-hmm. The titas.
The titas.
And yeah, no, everything that we do, Donnie, has been aligned. Like, we're not exactly the same. We're far from the same, you know? Physically speaking, tonally speaking, but our love for fashion is there, you know? Like, the
Absolutely.
Way you do fashion is completely different from the way I do fashion, but we are very, very aligned. So I...
And we're constantly evolving. And that's the great thing.
Yeah. So you know, we want
like,
everybody out there
to want to show you guys our fashion. We want to see yours as well so we can learn and evolve with you guys as a community. And we're not just talking about fashion. We're going to go into like art, philanthropy, religion. I mean, all the
mental
stratosphere
health.
Of...
I will talk about
mental health. Oh, so, like, that's your... Johnny's your tita for that. Like, that's your go-to. And I highly recommend you guys go and check out his other podcast, Ugly Brown Boy. Like, although that... I can't even say it because it's just like... I can never say anything derogatory about my beautiful sister, but even to say the name of the podcast, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I just can't even say it. But it is the name of his podcast. It's brilliantly coined. You guys, please hop over on that side and definitely check that out, especially if
Thank
you guys
you,
are looking for some soul searching, for some real honesty. Because I'm going to tell you something about this bitch. He's only going to tell you completely honest, 100% truth. And on our podcast, we only exist in truth.
Honest as fuck.
I know we've been keeping
in.
We only
exist in that world.
Yeah.
In a space of honesty, that's it.
Yeah. But there are going to come conversations that we're going to have hard conversations about politics and religion and those type of things. And just know that we do it and we lead with like love, honesty, and truth. And we're not going to sugarcoat shit for you guys.
We won't sugarcoat, but
and we're going to be honest with you.
We will be really honest. And sometimes the words will come out. I don't want to say they'll come out aggressive. We are really going to try not to come across as aggressive, but we get heated and we believe.
Let's not make promises we can't keep.
I know. I just don't want to scare anybody.
Oh no, I want you all to be scared to fucking death. Because with that comes joy. Like I want the fear when you push that play button. I want you to be like, are these bitches going to excite me? Are they going to entice me? What
are
they going to do today? Because we can't promise you shit.
No, I'm not going to
joy and happiness.
I mean, even with Donnie, I don't make any promises. Like, I don't sugarcoat anything for him. I tell him the way it is. I try to tell him the truth in love, but unfortunately, we can't control our delivery sometimes. And if I need to apologize after the fact, Donnie always understands. There's always an understanding that whatever we say, there is an ocean of love underneath it.
Oh, it's completely undulating. Like the love that we're going to, everything we say is undulated with love. Like it's bottom line. And honestly, like that's people, like for me and like as being a pagan, like we understand that like nature is beautiful and cruel at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, I mean, to quote The Craft, which is one of my favorite movies, by the way.
One of my favorite movies as well.
Right? Like nature mm-hmm. is beautiful and also cruel at the exact yep. same time. Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes whenever you live in love and you exist in truth, I mean, we've had to both have had conversations, hard conversations with each other. And we'll get into my most recent breakup and all those types of things where like I needed to hear those words. So basically all this wrapped up in a beautiful, pretty little rainbow bow for you guys. We're just going to give you truth and we're going to serve it to you looking poochie.
Yep, that's it. That's it. With.
It's what you're getting.
Always with love and always with Poochie Crunch.
Yeah. And with joy. There's so much dismantling of joy in this world mm-hmm. right now. And that's what we want to. We want to make it fun. Like, yeah, we're going to get heavy. We'll get deep. But let's also, like, flow on that energy and end up to where it's like, you know, we'll start heavy and end up light. And we're always open to you guys' suggestions of maybe what you mm-hmm. want to talk about or what you're thinking. Obviously, we're going to get to a point to where we'll be taking callers. I would really love to hear from you guys eventually.
Yeah.
Again, this is our first episode. This is our introduction. Again, it's our first date. Like we said, we're not going to home base. Only second or third base. I mean, exactly. Johnny puts out on the first date, but you know, I'm just saying.
It's too soon.
Kidding. I'm totally
I'm married, by the way.
Quit it.
Stop it.
Stop it. You quit it. You guys will learn eventually our weird nuances and things that we say. That's one of our other things that drives Johnny's husband, Justin, by the way, crazy. We'll be at dinner and he's like, quit it. And I'm like, stop it. He's like, quit it. Like, literally, we will go back and forth for, like, 5 minutes and just change octaves. We're like,
yeah. And Justin will be like, oh, my God.
Justin's like, what the fuck am I doing here? But all of that saying, not only are we giving you guys a new perspective on a podcast, a completely different way to look at things, we're also giving you new verbiage. You're going to learn a whole new language of Poochie Crunch. Because it doesn't just stop at the Poochie Coochie Coochie Crunch, honey. Like, stay tuned, kick back, pour a glass of wine, because that's the thing about us. I'm always going to be drinking wine. He's going to be drinking coffee, because we're always going to be 6 hours ahead of each. I'm 6 hours ahead of you guys. So no matter where you're tapping in, where you're deciding to view from, whether you're in Manila or if you're in Amsterdam, New York, wherever, just know that we're 6 hours ahead of each other. So when you see me drinking wine, don't think I'm drinking it like 9 a.m., although I probably would.
Right.
There's that too.
Don't put it past it. Oh, but we have to work out because I'm leaving for the Philippines either the 28th or the 29th. We should definitely record when I'm there. So we need to figure out time zones, you know, because
that's math is not my strong point.
That I know math. Like, don't expect me to math. Remember, creative, not academic. Creative.
I know it's so hard being pretty. You know,
we have our iPhone.
I just have a T-shirt that says I'm too pretty to do math.
Oh my God, we're gonna have T-shirts. Forget it. Like, it's gonna be over.
T-shirts, but merch, stickers. Like, I mean, you guys just stick around and. Let's let this just evolve into something ridiculously stupidly amazing. Like, just let's just make it Poochie Crunch.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be Poochie Crunch.
We're going to make it Poochie Crunch. This is absolutely
I love when he says it with such force. Poochie Crunch.
But seriously, this podcast is going to be incredible. I'm so excited.
I mean, this has been happening for, I mean, we have come up with so many TV shows throughout this decade. We're on 30 years of friendship, guys, by the way. We're on 30 years of friendship.
Yes, 30 years.
Yeah. And we've been wanting to do something with television, something with just taking everyone along for the ride that we've been on. Like, we want you guys to, like, get into the roller coaster with us, strap in or strap on, and let's take a ride. Either way, strap in or strap on. Honey, it's been so long. It's been 2 years for me since I've had sex. So that's a whole different conversation. I know.
My sister is in Amsterdam. Look how hot he is. Somebody snatch him up.
You're crazy. You're crazy. I mean, they haven't even seen all my tattoos yet, honey. I haven't even poured myself out. I'm looking very demure tonight. I just got some hoops on and a little throat thing covered for you.
We have a TikTok page, and on the TikTok page, we'll probably have to post separately. So Donnie can show you his tattoos. I'll show you my tattoos. We'll have a lot of, between the two of us, we'll have a lot of content on TikTok.
Well, we could like, I think with TikTok, we can like duet each other. So you're on one screen and I'm on the other, right? Yes,
we can duet as well, for sure. And that's something that we could do in the Philippines also.
For all of our listeners, like, we would appreciate any tech help. If you guys think like, oh, you should get this app, you should be like, we would love to hear how you guys like to edit, how you do your reels or your videos. Like, again, we're trying to build a community and a platform here to where, I mean, I can't say everyone has a voice because not everybody needs to have a voice, but the voice that comes with love and with understanding that it's all about being Poochie Crunch.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're all fucking Poochie Crunch. And I want everybody to feel Poochie Crunch. So we would love any of your suggestions about better microphones, lighting. This is our first time. Like I said, we are trailer parking this motherfucker right now. Okay.
We are ghetto AF right now. Look at this motherfucker showing it again. Maintain the illusion.
We told y'all we real as fuck. Okay.
It's the Wizard of Oz, honey. Oh my god,
honey, there is enough men already behind the curtain running shit. We are not doing the Wizard of Oz thing.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
We're starting already.
Honey, I started this morning when I first woke up. I was going through dialogue in my head. I'm like, what are we going to say? Because, you know, I got 20 million personalities. So, like, I had to talk to all the different personalities. Like, y'all need to behave tonight. And then my other voices were like, no, the fuck we're not. When have we ever?
Yep.
So I am so excited. So,
I am thrilled.
Finally coming to fruition.
Finally. It took too long.
You know what? Divine timing.
It is.
It's divine timing. I mean, the fact that, like, I don't live in the country anymore. Right. You get the perspective on America. I'll get the perspective on Europe, fashion, culture, art, movies, theater, wherever you guys want us to go. Like, that's kind of how we're kind of taking this. Like, we're taking the lead, but we're definitely going to take you guys and your thoughts and what you would like to see. And let's just make it fucking Poochie Crunch.
That's it. I guess that's it for today, right?
Well, that's not fun. I'm not done talking.
No, we'll keep talking, honey. We'll save it for another episode.
It's 8 o'clock my time. So this emaciated bitch needs to put some food in her stomach. Okay.
Grandma needs to go to bed. It's past her
bedtime. I need some nourishment. I mean, you know, like, I can't suck on your titty anymore with the breast milk.
It's right here, baby.
Are you guys tired of us yet? Are you tired of us yet? Or do you want to make us your best friends? Because we want to be your best friends.
We do. We really do want to be your best friends.
Because you don't want to be our enemy.
Please.
Mm-mm.
Please. You can try.
No, we only exist in love and light. Love and light. Although I am so over that fucking saying. Jesus fucking Christ. But that's a whole podcast right there.
We are not cliche.
No. Love and truth. That's what we serve you. We're serving you a whole buffet of love and fucking truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get from us. And you can go back to the buffet and eat as many times as you want, honey. As mm-hmm. many times as people, as many times as Johnny's had his ass eaten. That's how many times you can go get some.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Like, you're never going to starve.
Never starve. Oh my God, manna from heaven.
I mean, it's happening, guys. It's happening.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us in this ridiculous context that we're doing. And it's just going to be fabulous and so much fun. And I love you, Johnny, so much.
I love
my
you
Johnny
so much.
Cruz, my beautiful sister. Oh, just deliciously fabulous. And if you guys follow him on every social media outlet you can find, definitely go check out the Ugly Brown Boy podcast. I can't say it. I can't even say it because I hate the name, because you're not ugly. You're so fucking beautiful. I don't hate that. The name is brilliant. I just cannot call my baby, my beautiful sister, ugly. Like, those words, just, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how to say it because it's not real. The Ugly Brown Boy podcast. Did I say it correct?
Yes, that would be me.
There, guys. So go definitely check that out over on TikTok. Definitely go into it with an open heart, because he gives you nothing but beautiful insights to what it is with mental health, just everyday life, like surviving what he has survived and everything. And I highly recommend you guys go check that out. And we're just going to keep it fucking Poochie Crunch, bitches.
Yeah.
So sign up, subscribe, do all the little tick, tick, tock, tock, dick, dick, dick down things, you know, get dicked down.
Do all that.
And
do it. Like, follow, everything.
Do all the things. Do all Please. The things. And
We're
you know what? Keep
it
Poochie Crunch.
Journey with you guys.
Yeah. Keep it Poochie Crunch.
Keep it Poochie Crunch.
And if a bitch gives you shade, Poochie Punch.
Give a big Poochie Punch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. We love you guys so much. Keep it
love
Poochie Crunch.
Mwah. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. You and me together, we.